My name is William, and I am 13 years old. Today is December 7th, and I am in December 7th, 2017. I'm speaking with Amber, and that is my mom. We are recording this interview in Chula Vista, California. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
As a child, I grew up in a really great household with a mom and dad and two sisters. And grew up near Seattle, Washington, and we like to play outside a lot. Not your typical girls. We like to build things and play in the woods, and really liked growing up near Seattle on a lake. So we would play in the water a lot. We'd like to swim.
Okay, thank you. Can you tell me about your grandparents or your great-grandparents?
Yeah, my grandparents, actually I have two grandfathers who are still alive. They're both in their 90s. Both of my grandmas have passed away. One grandpa was a firefighter and the other was in the military and he was a navigator in the B-52 bombers. He was actually shot down in enemy territory in World War II and survived to tell about it. And great-grandparents, I don't know too much about them other than one came from Norway, another from France. I don't know too much about them.
All right, thank you. Tell me a favorite memory of me.
Oh, William. I have a lot of favorite memories. One was the one time you saw the $5 bill in the pool and you ran and jumped in there with all your clothes on so fast to get that $5 bill. And another time, you would always just try to make your brother laugh. You're always goofy and making funny faces and sounds to make everybody laugh.
All right. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
I don't have too many very difficult moments other than one was my dog that I had had for years when it came time to put him to sleep was really difficult. And when my grandparents both my grandmas died, that was difficult.
All right, thanks. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
Yeah, I'd say my parents, for sure, have been one of the biggest influences in my life. Also, right now, some of the professors that I work with at school, I feel like are some of the biggest influences and most influential and with advice and career guidance.
All right, thanks. All right, here's another one. Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
Yeah, I had one favorite teacher in high school. His name was Mr. Fred, and he was a DECA teacher, which is like a business class. And he was my favorite teacher because I felt like he always believed in me. He would choose me for projects, and we would go on different competitions and flew to California and to Colorado and competed. And I think just him putting in the extra time and believing in me had a big impact on me in high school.
Could you tell me what you competed for?
Who I competed for?
What you competed for?
Yeah, it was like a business class. And so I had to put together a portfolio and meet with and present it in front of interviewers, and actually got first in state on that one. It's kind of a big deal at the time.
Yeah, that's cool. Thanks. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? And are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
I can't think of anything specific of one moment, but I think just a lot of positive moments of accomplishments, of doing well in school and succeeding in sports and getting jobs. I think they all added together to positively influence my life.
All right, that's cool. So you said there's not too many negative ones?
Yeah, I think I was pretty lucky to not have too many negative things growing up.
All right, cool. Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? What is it about them that you miss?
I would definitely say both of my grandmas, because I feel like that I would love to still be talking to them today, and I just, it's only memories now, which are good memories, but I feel like their lives ended too soon.
All right. Can you tell me of one of your happiest memories?
I'd say definitely when you were born, and also your brother were born. I don't think you could top that on having a happiest memory.
Okay, why do you think that?
Well, because it's unexplainable to bring somebody into this world and just have that experience and knowing that they're part of your life forever. So sure, it got hard sometimes taking care of babies and the crying and the diapers, but the joy way outshines the hard times.
Have there been any funny or, like, weird memories of me when I was younger?
Way too many to describe. I think there was one day where William was... he got into lipstick, and he drew on the walls. And then he, during nap time, he took off his diaper. And after that, I ended up having to duct tape his diaper on at nap time because he would always take it off and get the bed very messy. And then he dumped all of the powder for his strawberry milk all over the floor. And, oh man, there was one day, it was just so many different things that he got into. And then I realized, well, where was I? I must have been distracted and not paying attention exactly to what he was getting into, because he kept coloring on things. Oh, yeah, you colored all over yourself, too, with markers that day. You're a wild one, William.
Okay, thanks. Another question. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
I have learned that relationships and people and how you treat people is a lot more important than the material things in life. Like, even you just having to get things done, and sometimes you take that for granted that you need to just stop and take the time to see what's around you. There's a lot of people that you could stop and talk to or ask questions to. And,
we don't need that, just 10 minutes.
And so I'd say that's the most important thing.
Okay. What are you most grateful for?
Health. That everybody is healthy and happy, and that we have each other.
All right. Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
Oh, man. Well, I don't do anything dumb. Just kidding. I'm sure there's lots. Maybe not finishing school when I was younger could have been a dumb thing, but I guess at the same time, it's a good thing, because now that I go back to school, I feel like I'm learning a lot better at this age than maybe I would have back when I was 18. I don't have any specific examples I can think of with that.
All right, thanks. Do you have any big regrets? Or is it just like what you said in the last one about schooling?
Yeah, I guess it was a regret, and so I did something about it by going back to school to finish, because you're never too old to do that. So I guess if you have a regret, you try to do what you can to not regret it anymore, if at all possible. Try to make amends, or just do something about it.
All right, thanks. If you knew this was going on to be our last conversation, is there anything you've never told me that you want to share with me now?
Man, these are, like, deep questions. Wow, if this is our last conversation. Well, I don't think there's anything I've never told you, because I feel like I tell you I love you all the time, I'm proud of you, but I guess if you didn't hear that, then I would tell you again that I'm very proud of you and love you.
Okay. Lastly, what was I like as a child?
You were very goofy and silly, and you had a big head, William. You had a big head. You were top heavy, so everywhere you walked around, you would wobble around, and then every time you would see grass, you would run and do a somersault in it. That was funny. You always were trying to laugh and making other people laugh with weird voices and sounds, and but you were also an old soul, somebody who just kind of got what emotions were about, and you were concerned about other people around you. I hope you continue with those character traits.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, anytime.
All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.